In the last few sermons that I have covered these four topics.
在过去的几次讲道当中，我提及了以上这些的主题。
It has been on the theme of overcoming, and it's overcoming anger, overcoming pride, overcoming envy, and today I'm talking about overcoming worry.
这些都是这个克服的这一系列的讲道，包括克服愤怒、克服骄傲、克服嫉妒。那么今天我要传讲的是克服忧虑。
Few of us can escape worry.
我们当中很少有人能够不再忧虑。
At any stage in our lives, there will probably be something that will cause us to worry.
在我们生命当中的某一个过程当中，肯定会有一些事情可以让我们非常的忧虑。
Yet it is often a state of mind that we keep to ourselves.
同时呢，这也是这种状态，我们一般都会保持在自己的心里，不跟别人交流。
And we may not even share our worries with those that are closest to us.
即使是和我们最亲密的人，我们也很少与他们来分享我们的忧虑。
What is the biggest worry for you at this point in your life?
那么在当下，在你心中最大的忧虑是什么呢？
For the audience of Jesus, their worries at that time were about food and clothing.
对于基督耶稣的会众来讲，在他们的那个时代，他们最大的忧虑是食物和他们的衣服。
2000 years later, the list of worries didn't get any shorter just because we get richer or we got more technology advanced.
2000年之后，我们并没有因为我们的科技更加的发达，或者是我们更加的富裕，我们的忧愁变得更少。
Our worries typically revolve around certain common topics.
那么我们的忧愁基本上就是一些普遍的一些主题。
Money. When we were young, when we were going to school, we worry about paying college tuition.
第一个是金钱。当我们很小的时候，我们要付大学的学费，我们就会经常的为这个事情感到忧虑。
When we're about to graduate, we worry about finding a job.
当我们要毕业的时候，我们很担心、很担忧能不能找到一份工作。
When we get to Mary and her family worry about buying a house, paying a mortgage, and all the expenses.
当我们要成家立业的时候，我们又开始为买房、付贷款而忧愁不堪。
When our kids grew up, we start worrying about paying their college tuition.
当我们的孩子长大，我们又开始为他们的教育、他们的大学学费而忧虑了。
When we get even older, we start worrying about our retirement.
当我们逐渐老去，我们开始为自己的退休计划来担忧。
Now we don't worry typically about whether we have clothes to wear, but we worry about whether we look good, especially when we were young.
我们现在已经不再担心说我们是否有衣服穿，但是我们为我们穿的这个是不是漂亮而感到。
Now when we get older, we hopefully stop worrying about whether we look good or not.
当我们老去之后，希望我们继续能够为我们是否看起来好看而感到忧虑。
But we start worrying about whether about illness and about just getting old.
我们就为我们生病和我们年龄老去而感到忧虑。
And then probably the most worrisome of all is we worry about our relationships.
那么在所有的忧愁当中，可能困扰我们最大的就是我们和别人的关系。
Our relationship with our spouses, with our children, and with our parents.
和我们的父母、和我们的子女、和我们的
丈夫、
夫妻之间的关系的忧虑。
Now, in this short passage of 10 verses, Jesus asked 4 questions and gave 3 commands.
在这个短短的十个经文当中呢，主基督问了四个问题，给了我们三个教导。
The first question is life more than food and is body more than clothing?
第一个问题是生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣服吗？
Second, are you not of more value than they being the birds?
第二个是你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Which of you can by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Why are you anxious about clothing? Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
你们为何为衣裳忧虑呢？你们这些侥幸的人啊！
And then, do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?" For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
不要为我们穿什么、吃什么而忧虑，因为这些都是外邦人所求的， 我们的天父对这些都非常的明白和清楚。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself.
不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
Now, these four questions are what we call rhetorical questions.
那么这四个问题是我们平时所说的反问句。
Now, normal questions are looking for information, like, you know, how old are you, or where do you want to go travel?
那么正常的问题呢，是想要寻找一个答案，也就是说你今年几岁呢，或者是你什么时候想要去旅行呢？
But rhetorical questions are not trying to obtain information. They're really stated as a question, but they're meant to make a point.
但是这种反问句，它的目的并不是想要寻求一些信息，而是要让我们注意到它其中重要的内容。
It's supposed to get people thinking or to start a conversation.
通过问这样的反问句，让大家开始思索，并且开始一场对话。
They are not trying to get an answer or information because the answer is obvious.
因为答案非常的明显，所以反问句的目的并不是去寻求一个答案或者是信息。
So if you ask your children, how many times have I told you to study hard for your exams? You're not really asking to count how many times.
所以如果你问你的孩子，我已经跟你说过多少次要努力学习好考一个好成绩呢？其实你的目的并不是想要他们告诉你，你告诉他们多少次。
You are trying to make a point that you have told them many, many times.
你的目的是想让他们意识到你已经跟他们讲过很多次了。
So when Jesus asked, is life more than food or the answer obviously is yes, of course. Life is more than food and body is more than clothing.
所以当主耶稣问他的门徒们，生命不是胜于饮食吗？身体不是胜于衣服吗？那么答案很明显，生命的确是胜于饮食，身体的确是胜于衣服的。
Are you not of more value than the birds? Of course, the answer is yes. We are more valuable than birds.
他问你们难道不比飞鸟更贵重吗？那么答案是显而易见的，我们的确是比飞鸟更贵重。
And those obvious answers keep on coming. Yes, of course, no one can add a single hour.
这些非常明显的答案也就在他的问题当中不断的被显明出来。是的，我们不能够用思虑使寿数多加一刻。
So in a sense, all these questions that are asked by Jesus.Ever are all rhetorical questions because he knows everything.
所以说这些反问句就说明其实基督耶稣知道这些问题的答案。
By definition, he is not looking for information, but he's trying to get us to think.
他的目的不是想让我们告诉他，而是想让我们开动我们的脑筋开始思考。
So in this passage, what is Jesus trying to get us to realize?
那么就上面这几句经文，那么主基督耶稣究竟想让我们就什么事情展开思考呢？
So here in this passage of 10 verses, Jesus has actually told us 7 ways that we can use to overcome our worries.
那么这十句经文当中，主基督耶稣告诉我们有七种方法，我们可以用来帮助克服我们的焦虑。
So let's go through them one by one. And in the first question, Jesus asked, Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?
那我们就一个一个的来看。那么第一个，他说，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Now, this version that I'm showing here is the ESV version.
这一版我放在屏幕上的是 ESV 的这个翻译版本。
Now, if you look at the NIV version, it's actually a little bit different. It says, it's not like more important than food.
如果你看的是 NIV 的翻译，那么他说的是生命不比食物更重要吗？
And then in the Chinese version, you heard that it's about 剩余
And in 在中国在中文的翻译当中，我们看到的词是剩余
So actually, I feel that the English ESV and the NASB version is actually a more accurate translation than the NIV or the Chinese version.
那么我觉得那两个英文版本的要比中文版本翻译更加的精确。
Jesus is not saying that life is more important than food, as if we don't need food.
主基督耶稣的意思并不是说生命比食物更重要，好像我们其实并不需要食物一样。
He is not saying that body is more important than clothing, as if we don't need clothing.
他也没有说身体比衣服更重要，那么我们并不需要衣服。
Jesus is saying that life is more, it's not just about food, and body is not just about clothing.
他的意思是生命并不只只并不仅仅是食物，那么身体也不仅仅是衣服。
We all have to take care of our needs in food and clothing.
我们都要照顾我们自己的日常所需，其中包括食物和衣服。
But these should not be the only things that we concern ourselves with.
但这不应该是我们每天思虑的唯一的几件事情。
In the verse that we read, verse 25, he began the verse with the word therefore to tell us the reason for not worrying.
在第25节当中，他开始用所以这样的一个词来开始告诉我们，我们其实不应该这样的担心。
So we have to go back to the previous verses before 25 to find the reason for why we don't need to worry.
那么我们就要去前面的几节经文当中去寻找为什么我们不需要来担心呢？
In the previous six verses, in verse 19 to 24, Jesus talked about laying up treasure in heaven versus laying up treasures on earth.
在前面的几个经文当中，也就是从19节到24节，主基督耶稣讲的是把财宝放在天上和把财宝积蓄在地上。
That we need to choose between serving God and serving money.
也就是说我们要选择我们是去为金钱服务还是去为主服务。
So the connection is because we choose God as our master, therefore we should not worry about money or clothing.
那么这两者之间的关系就是因为我们选择了天父作为我们的父，作为我们的神，所以我们不要去过多的忧虑我们的食物和我们的衣服。
So how is that connection between those two things?
那么这两者之间是如何连接的呢？
So when we choose God as our master, it doesn't mean that money is going to start raining down from heaven.
当我们选择主作为我们的神，作为我们的主的时候，它并不意味着说金钱就会像雨一样从天上落到我们身上。
Obviously, we still need to work to make a living and put food on the table.
那么很明显的，我们还是需要工作，然后可以养家糊口。
But when we choose God as our master, it does mean that we won't live our lives as usual, and our priorities and attitude would have to change.
但是当我们把神作为我们的主的时候，它说明我们的态度和我们的优先选择的事项是需要发生改变的。
The root meaning of the word worry in Greek is actually meaning that someone who is distracted and has divided attention.
那么在希腊语忧虑这个词的词根的意思就是某些人的某些事情他的注意力被分散掉了。
So when our priorities change to serve God as our master and laying up treasure in heaven, we're no longer overly concerned with temporary things or earthly treasures or be distracted by them.
当我们把我们的注意力主要注意的事项集中在主和来自天上的事情的时候，那么我们就不容易被世界的事情所分散。
But on the other hand, if we only concern ourselves with earthly treasures, then we will inevitably neglect the heavenly treasures.
那么相反的，如果我们把我们的注意力只集中在地上的财宝的时候，那我们的注意力和我们的精力一定会被分散去，而没有注意到属天的财宝。
If we focus only on the temporary things, we'll be distracted from the eternal things.
当我们的注意力集中在暂时的这些事情的时候，那我们的注意力就会被从永恒的事情当中分散出去。
Now, if we want to know where our priorities lie, there's an easy test.
如果我们想分辨出我们现下当下我们的优先事项集中在什么地方的时候，有一个非常简单的测试，我们可以来做一下。
In the field of economics, there is a term called discretionary income.
在经济学当中有一个专属名词叫做可自由支配的收入。
It is what a household or individual has to invest, to save, or to spend after all the necessities are paid for.
它的定义就是说一个家庭或者是一个个人在他把他的必须的支出结束之后，那么他剩余的这些金钱可以用来投资，可以用来购买，可以用来自由来支配。
So if we want to know where our priority lies, we just have to look at the spending of our discretionary income and discretionary time.
那么我们如果想知道自己的优先事项在哪些事情上，我们就来看一下我们自己的可自由支配的收入和可自由支配的时间。
So besides priority, it is also about an attitude change.
那么除了优先的事项以外呢，还有就是我们的态度的转变。
So it's not just about counting how many hours that we spend, it's also our attitude in serving others.
那么我们并不只是去数算我们在服事上面花了多少时间，几个小时，而还要注意到我们对服事的时候的这种态度。
It is about when we serve our earthly masters as if we are serving God.
那么也就是说，当我们在服事这个属世的事情的时候，属世界的事情的时候，和我们服事属天的事情的时候的区别。
At work, some of us may have a demanding or an unfair boss.
我知道我们当中肯定有一些弟兄姊妹有一些非常难缠的、非常要求很高的老板。
And at home, sometimes we'll feel unappreciated or misunderstood.
那么在家里呢，我们也常常会感到并没有被对方感激，或者是被误解。
And day in and day out, it can really lead us to have bitterness and worry as well.
那么这样日久天长呢，我们心中肯定多多少少会积累一些怨气。
But if our attitude is that we are serving God instead of serving men, then it frees us from all of that worry.
但是如果我们把服侍神的这种态度呢，也用在服侍人的这个态度上面，那么我们的这些忧虑就会发生一些改变或减少。
Because our heart will be is about serving God and not serving men.
因为我们的心就会集中在是在服侍神而不是服侍人上。
Our God is loving.
我们的神是爱我们的神。
Our God is fair.
我们的神是公平的神。
Our God understands us as well.
我们的神同样也非常的理解和了解我们。
Our God knows what effort we put forward.
我们的神知道我们在每件事上所花的心思精力。
The second question that Jesus asked is that, are you not of more value than the birds in the air?
那么主基督耶稣问的第二个问题是，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
One of the biggest problems that a lot of us face is that we don't recognize our own value.
我们很多人都面对的一个非常严重的问题，就是我们并不没有能力意识到我们自己的价值。
We don't recognize our value in God's eyes.
我们并没有意识到我们在神眼中的价值。
And we let our value be defined by the world and the people around us.
因此我们让世界上让我们身边周围的人他们的评价来成为决定我们价值的标准。
In 2019, there is this old woman in her 90s. She lived in the outskirts of Paris.
在2019年在巴黎郊外有一个90岁的老妇人。
And she was about to move out of her house.
她要搬离她的一个住所。
So she asked this auctioneer to come to her house to kind of value her belongings.
他就请一个拍卖的人到他的房子里来，说来看一下他的资产，他的这些东西都值多少钱。
And that auctioneer had to come within a week because after a week, then all of that stuff, if it's not valued, then will be thrown out.
那么一周之内，这个人就来到他家了，因为他只有一周的时间，如果不把这些东西卖出去或拍卖出去的话，那么这些东西就全部要被扔掉。
So this auctioneer was very busy, but fortunately she found some time in that week to come to this old lady's house.
即便她非常的忙啊，但在这一周当中她还是找了时间来到这个老人的家里。
So now when she entered the house, this auctioneer started a painting on top of a kitchen hot plate.
那么当她进到她家之后呢，她就看到了在她的厨房的这个炉灶上面有这样一幅油画。
And so now, when she asked this old lady, the old lady had no idea when or how she got this painting.
当她询问她的时候，这个老人并不知道她是如何或者什么时候得到这幅油画的。
And all these years, this painting has been on top of the stove.
那么这么多年，这幅油画一直挂在她的那个炉灶上面。
So the auctioneer told the old lady to get an expert to come and look at this painting because it looks kind of very nice quality.
这个人就建议她说，请一个专家来鉴赏一下这幅画，因为它看起来质量很高哈，值一些钱。
And so the old lady agreed, and then she asked an expert to come, and then the expert determined this painting was painted by a painter called Cimabue.
于是这个老人就请了一个专家来鉴别一下这幅画，专家的鉴定结果是他是一个有名的画家叫齐马布埃画的。
And so this.Cimabue is actually a pretty famous guy. He's considered to be the forefather of the Italian Renaissance.
那么这个齐马布埃是一个非常有名的画家，他被认为是意大利文艺复兴的先祖。
And eventually, this painting was auctioned, And it sold for $24 million.
最后这幅画被拍卖，然后最后卖出了2400万欧元的高价。
When we look at ourselves,
当我们审查自己的时候，
are we like the old woman looking at a painting above the stove?
我们是不是很像这个老妇人看着壁炉上面的这个油画？
Or are we like the auctioneer who saw something unique and priceless?
还是说我们像那一个负责拍卖的人，看到一个非常独特的、有价值的这样的一个东西？
What is the value, our value in God's eyes?
我们在神眼中的价值是什么呢？
In 1 Corinthians 6, it told us that we were bought with a great price.
哥罗西前书第六章告诉我们，我们是神花重金买来的。
A great price does not mean that God redeemed us with a bag of gold or a bag of diamonds.
这个重金并不意味着神用一袋钻石或者是黄金把我们赎来。
We cannot be saved by diamond or gold.
我们也不能被钻石和黄金来救赎。
We have to be redeemed by someone far more valuable, and that's God.
我们一定要被比钻石和黄金更有价值的人来救赎，那么这就是神唯一的儿子。
And a lot of times if we compare ourselves with God's only son, we said we're not worthy of his love.
很多时候当我们把自己和主耶稣来相比的时候，我们会觉得我们并不值得他这样子的救赎。
So we have to remember, even though we're not worthy, but we're not worthless.
但是我们要记得，即使我们并不值得，但是我们也不是一文不值。
On the opposite, in God's eyes, we are priceless.
恰恰相反，我们在神的眼中是无价的。
We are priceless even though we are still imperfect.
即使我们并不完美，我们依旧在神的眼中是无价的。
And one way to think about it is that we are like this uncut diamond.
有一个方法我们可以来考虑一下，就是我们像一块没有被切割的钻石。
And God is this master gem cutter who sees the value in us and will carve us into this perfect diamond.
那么神呢，就是这个技艺高超的宝石切割师，那么他看到我们就把我们切割成璀璨的钻石。
We should not believe the lies of this world that tell us our value is measured by all these other things.
我们不应该相信这个世界，这世界告诉我们，我们的价值是被这样和那样的事情所评价的。
We should not be measured by how rich we compare to others.
我们不应该去比较我们和别人谁更富有。
We should not be compared by how beautiful we look.
也不应该去比较我跟别人谁更美丽。
We should not be compared how famous we are.
或者是谁更有名。
Or how powerful we are.
或者是谁更有权力。
If we believe in all these lies, then we'll be trapped in that game of comparison.
如果我们相信这些，并且去比较的话，我们就被困在了比较的这样的一个游戏当中。
And not only that, we need to watch out that we are not governed by our own insecurity.
这样的话，我们需要警醒，因为我们没有因为自己的。
Did you catch yourself that sometimes you may say something or do something so that others will think highly of you?
Can you repeat that one, please?
Do you catch yourself that sometimes you say something or do something so others would think highly of you?
你有没有过这样的经历？就是有的时候你说某些事情，或者是你做某些事情，这样的话，别人就会觉得你非常的棒。
If we look for value from people around us, we're going to often worry about what people think of you.
如果我们是一直想去看到别人眼光当中非常优秀的自己，那么我们就被别人所掌控。
Our lives would only be driven by the people and controlled by the people around you.
那么我们的生命就会被我们周围的人所掌控。
Measuring our value with the scale of man would lead us into endless worries.
如果我们用人的这样的一个范畴或者是标准来评估我们的价值，那么我们就会陷入到这个僵局当中。
Because we'll always be worried whether we will measure up to man's standards.
因为我们会不断的忧虑，我们有没有可能能够达到人的这样的标准。
Whereas if we measure ourselves in God's eyes,
但如果我们用神的眼光来衡量我们自己，
we will no longer worry because we know that God cares for us.
我们将不再忧虑，因为我们知道神爱我们。
God would never abandon us.
他永远不会抛弃我们。
His love is unconditional for us.
那么他的爱呢是没有条件的。
And it never changes.
也永远不会改变。
The third question that Jesus asked is, which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life?
主基督问的第三个问题是，你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Now we know that being anxious cannot add a single hour to our life.
我们知道，忧虑并不能为我们的生命添加，为我们的寿数添加一刻。
In fact, we know that being anxious can actually subtract hours from our lives.
那么事实上呢，过度的忧虑相反会让我们的生命减少我们的时刻。
A medical doctor would tell you that worry and anxiety would lead to your heart beating fast, your headache, insomnia, and many other bad side effects.
我们的医生会告诉我们，过度的焦虑会让我们没有办法睡觉，让我们会胃痛腹痛让我们真的是会生病。
And I know people when they have worry and anxiety, they actually have indigestion, they also have pain in the tummy and chest pain and all kinds of things.
我身边就有这样的人，我认识他们，他们因为过度的焦虑呢，就会消化不良甚至腹痛等等。
And there are actually not only physical impacts, there are spiritual impacts as well.
不光是这种身体上的影响，那么我们精神上的影响也是存在的。
In Matthew 13, it tells us the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful.
在马太福音当中是这样写的，你撒在荆棘里的就是这人听了道，后来由世上的忧虑、钱财的迷惑把这道堵住了，不能结实。
But despite that, many times we still worry about things that we cannot control.
尽管如此，很多时候我们还是会为我们没有办法控制的事情而感到忧虑。
We worry about whether it's going to impact some event.
我们会去思索这个天气会不会影响我们计划好的某些事情呢？
We worry about our health, even though we have pretty healthy life, and also good medical care.
我们为自己的健康感到忧虑，尽管我们有很好的医疗保险和医疗保险系统。
We worry about our job security when even it really just depends on the company whether it's getting new business or not.
我们会忧虑我们的工作能不能持续，但是事实上这个其实决定于你的公司能不能拿到下一个政府的合同。
Now, I don't think Jesus means that we are never to be concerned about anything.
那么我觉得基督耶稣也不是说我们永远都不为任何事情感到烦恼和忧虑。
He is not denying the fact that sometimes being concerned or worried is just a natural reaction that we have.
他也没有否定说，我们日常生活当中正常的烦恼和忧愁。
And it certainly doesn't mean that we don't address the concerns that we have.
那么也不是说我们不去，针对我们的忧愁烦恼而采取行动。
If you're concerned about your blood pressure, your blood sugar, and then just go see a doctor and seek treatment.
如果你担心你的血压、你的血糖，那么你就去看医生，然后经过诊治，然后去吃药。
And if you're concerned about your job security, then just get ready of your resume and start looking for a new job.
如果你担心你的工作不稳定，那么就更新你的简历，然后去投简历，去寻找下一份工作。
And in the Bible, you can see that even Paul, the apostle, they worry, they have anxious too.
那么我们在圣经当中也读过了，即使是使徒保罗这样的人，他也有他的忧虑。
In Philippians 2:28 it says, this is Paul writing, therefore I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety.
在腓立比书2:28，保罗写道，所以我越发急速打发他去，叫你们再见他就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧愁。
So in response to his anxiety, Paul was sending Timothy and Epaphroditus to Philippi to help the church over there.
来应对他的忧愁，那么保罗呢就把提摩太和他的同伴一起送去。
And in 2 Corinthians 11:28, again he says, apart from other things, there is a daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches.
在哥罗西后书11:28，保罗写道，除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
So Paul can be anxious and worried, and it's even worse, it's daily.
那么保罗呢，也是可以有忧愁、有焦虑，甚至他每天都这样。
But we know that despite all that anxiety, Paul has always brought his concerns to God in prayer.
但是我们知道，尽管他有他自己的担忧，有自己的焦虑，保罗还是坚持不断地把主放在他的祷告事项当中。
And never distract him from doing his work, even when he was in prison.
即使他在监狱当中，他的忧愁烦恼也从来没有使他分散他的注意力。
And that worry never takes away his trust in God.
那么他的这种焦虑呢，也从来没有把他对神的信心啊从他身边夺走。
So good worry motivate us to action.
那么好的忧虑呢，可以是让我们采取行动的动力。
To bring our worries in front of God.
把我们的忧虑焦愁啊，把它带到神的面前。
And do not distract us from kingdom matters.
并不把我们的注意力从神国的事项上分散出去。
And on the other hand, bad worries paralyze us into inaction.
那么坏的忧虑呢？会把我们的采取行动的能力去掉，让它没有不存在这样的能力。
And distract us from the work that we need to do in God's kingdom.
让我们在神国上面需要做的事情的上面呢，分散我们的注意力。
And keep on worrying even though we've done all we can do.
并且即使我们做了我们所能做的所有的事情，还让我们继续的不断的忧虑。
Ultimately, that kind of worry is a manifestation of our lack of faith in God.
那么最终呢，这种忧虑，那么就是我们内心对神缺乏信心的一种展现。
The fourth question that Jesus asked, why are you anxious about clothing? Will you not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
那么主耶稣问的第四个问题就是，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你们这小信的人呢，何况你们呢？
The fourth question is a why question.
第四个问题是一个为什么的问题。
Now in our head we know that God will provide for us.
我们在我们头脑当中，我们知道神会为我们提供。
And there are many, many promises in the Bible about God's provisions.
在圣经当中也提到过多处神为我们的供应。
One of the favorites for many people is in Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose.
那么其中最有名的一个是罗马书的八章三十二节，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So, why are we still anxious?
那么为什么我们还是如此的焦虑呢？
Jesus gave us the answer to that question when he said, O you of little faith.
主耶稣基督说，哦，你们这些侥幸的人，用他来回答我们。
So, in the end, the why,comes down to a lack of faith.
那么在最终呢，这个为什么的问题，其实就是一个我们内心缺乏对神的信心的一个问题。
In our head, we know that God hears prayers.
在我们的头脑当中，我们知道主是听从祷告的神。
He is all wise and all powerful.
他的能力无人所及。
And he's also all loving.
他也是爱我们的神。
But either somehow we didn't pray or we asked and prayed, but then we just wondered, did God hear me?
但是在这过程当中，要么是我们没有祷告，要么是祷告过程中出现了一些问题，我们就是觉得神没有听到我们的话。
How long do we have to wait? Are we going to like the answer he gives us?
我们要等多久呢？那么他回应我们的时候，我们会不会喜欢他的答案呢？
And three times Jesus talked about his disciples of little faith.
在圣经当中，主基督有三次提到了他的信徒缺乏信心。
Besides this passage in Matthew 6,
除了在马太福音第六章的这一段以外。
Another time is when Jesus taught his disciples of little faith when they were crossing the Sea of Galilee during a storm.
第二次呢，是主基督的信徒们在横跨加利利海上面的风暴的时候，他们缺乏信心。
And then the third time happened when Jesus talked about, is right after the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
下一次呢是五饼二鱼的奇迹之后。
Jesus called them a people of little faith when they thought Jesus was talking about they forgot to bring bread.
主基督耶稣叫他们称他们为小信的人，是因为那些人呢，他们以为主基督耶稣正在责备他们没有带足够的食物。
When in fact Jesus was talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees being like yeast, and Jesus can provide all the bread anyway.
其实呢，主基督耶稣他是在指这些法利赛人和撒都该人，他们就是酵。其实主基督耶稣可以提供任何他想提供的食物。
So each of these three times, The disciples' faith was found lacking because they only see the physical world.
那么在哪一个例子当中，这些信徒他们的信心是缺乏的，因为他们的眼睛只看到了这个世界上面的东西。
They didn't see the spiritual dimension. They didn't understand God's power and provision.
他们没有看到这个属灵的这个境界，他们也没有看到也没有明白主真正的意思。
And in the same way, we are anxious, we are lack of faith because we only can see what our eyes can see.
与他们一样，那么我们是如此的焦虑。这么多的忧愁烦恼，是因为我们看到的也是跟他们一样看到的是我们眼睛能够看到的东西。
But there is a spiritual dimension that we cannot see.
但是这里是有一个属灵的这边一个境况，我们没有看到。
Jesus reminded his disciples that our lack of faith would lead to worries, but our faith in God is really the antidote to our worries.
主基督提醒信徒们说，我们缺乏信心，这是导致我们忧愁的原因，但是我们对神的信心就是解药。
Moving on to the next statement or command that Jesus gave his disciples.
那么下一个主基督耶稣给他信徒的忠告呢是
Therefore do not be anxious for the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
所以不要忧虑，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
So the command do not be anxious is because our heavenly Father knows that we need them all.
这个教导呢，是让我们不要忧愁，因为我们在天上的父知道我们是需要这些东西。
He's not saying that we don't need to worry because we don't need them.
他没有说你们不要忧愁，因为你们并不需要这些。
He is acknowledging we do need them. Actually, we need them all.
他承认我们需要，并且呢，我们对这些东西都需要。
The real reason is because our Heavenly Father knows that already.
这个真正的原因就是我们天上的父他真的知道。
And Philippians 4:6 is a favorite verse for many of us. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
那么这里腓立比书4:6很有名的一句经文，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Paul tells us we need to, through prayer, supplication and thanksgiving, bring our requests to God, and then God's peace will guard our hearts and minds.
保罗告诉我们说，我们应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们心中想要的告诉神，那么神就会赐属天的平安在我们心中。
At first, these two passages from Matthew 6 and then Philippians 4 seem to be contradictory.
一开始看呢，我们觉得马太福音第六章和腓立比书4:6好像有一些像对立的这种感觉。
Matthew 6 says God knows, but Philippians 4 says that we need to let God know.
马太福音第六章说神知道，但是腓立比书4说我们要让神知道。
Now, in reality, our prayers are not to tell God anything that He doesn't know already.
那么事实上呢，我们的祷告并不是说要告诉神他不知道的东西。
When we pray, we're really opening ourselves to God and let Him come into our hearts.
当我们祷告的时候呢，我们就是打开我们的心，让他进到我们当中。
And only then will the peace of God be able to guard our hearts and minds.
只有这样子，神所赐的平安才能到我们心中。
Do you realize that God knows what you need?
你是否意识到神早已知道你所需要的呢？
Even the deepest, darkest things you cannot tell anyone, God knows.
即使你没有对任何人说过的，在你心中最深切的渴望，神都知道呢？
Did you bring that to God in prayer with thanksgiving?
你在祷告当中是否把它提及给神，并且带着感恩的心跟他讲呢？
Even though you don't feel that there's anything to be thankful for.
即使有的时候你并没有觉得有任何值得感恩的东西。
In Romans 8, it tells us that He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. How will He not also with Him graciously give us all things?
在罗马书第八章中，神说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
先求神的国与神的义，那么这些东西都会加给你了。
In English, it uses the word seek. In other versions, it uses the word pursue.
在英语当中，我们用的一个词是追求和求。
The word is in the present continuous tense.
这个词是一个一般现在进行时的一个语法。
So this means that it's not just a one-time thing, but it's something that we continuously trying to do.
它不是说这是一个一次的事情，而是一个持续不断的一直在进行的事情。
So it's also not just meaning like a request. As sometimes when we read the Chinese 求, it sounds like it's like a request.
那么它也不是一个要求。当我们有的时候读中文的时候，它就像求要求一样。
So and some modern Chinese translation actually use the phrase 追求 seek or pursue, and that's probably a more appropriate representation of what that word means.
那么一些现代的中文翻译把它翻译成追求，我觉得是更精确的翻译。
It's about the mission of our lives and the priorities of our life.
这呢讲的是我们生命的使命以及我们的优先事项。
What is the kingdom of God and its righteousness that we need to pursue and seek?
那么我们需要去追求的神的国与神的义是什么呢？
Romans 14 says, For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by man. So then let us pursue what makes the peace and for mutual upbuilding.
罗马书14章中是这样写的，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。所以我们务要追求和睦的事与彼此建立德行的事。
So the kingdom of God is about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
那么神的国度主要讲的就是在圣灵当中的和平喜乐。
It is about God ruling in our lives.
他讲的是神作为我们生命的主。
Now we all been counted as righteous when we accepted Christ into our lives.
当我们接受主基督耶稣做我们救主的时候，我们就被称为义人了。
Now we are made peace with God because our sins are forgiven.
因为我们的罪就被赦免，因此我们与神达成和好。
But we need to continue to build on that foundation.
但是我们要不断的在这个根基上建造。
To live our life of righteousness.
过一个成圣的生活。
To live our life of peace to be directed by Holy Spirit.
那么我们就被圣灵所引领过一个和平的人生。
Not just with God, but also with the people around us.
不光是与神，更是与我们周围的人。
So verse 19 tells us what we need to pursue, what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding.
那么第十九节告诉我们的是我们需要追求的是什么，什么能够造成和睦，以及我们彼此的建造。
We need to pursue peace in our homes, peace in our workplace, peace in our church.
我们应该在追求和平的时候，我们应该在家里面追求和平，在教会追求和平，在我们工作的领域和场所追求和平。
What actions have you done recently to contribute to peace in all those environments?
最近你采取了哪些行动，在以上的这些场所里面追求和平呢？
Are you a mediator in some conflict?
你是不是有没有在冲突当中担当一个调解者的身份？
Do you manifest gentleness and humility?
你有没有真的是践行温柔谦卑？
Are you quick to listen and slow to anger?
你是不是快快的听，慢慢的发怒？
Are you forbearing even when provoked?
你有没有在被挑衅的时候依旧忍耐？
And then to pursue the kingdom of God, we also need to pursue what makes for mutual upbuilding.
在我们追求神的国度的道路上，我们同时要追求共同的建造。
Again, upbuilding in our homes, upbuilding in our workplace, and upbuilding in our church.
在家里，在教会，在我们工作场所来追求共同的建造。
What words have you said and what actions have you done to contribute to upbuilding?
那么你说了哪些，做了哪些事情，能够去共同的建造呢？
Did you encourage someone recently?
最近有没有说一些鼓励别人的话？
Did you care for someone who is in need?
你有没有照顾一些有需要的人？
Did you teach others the truth of God?
你有没有向别人宣讲神的真理？
Are you setting up examples like for your children?
你有没有在你的孩子面前真的是成为他们的榜样？
When we pursue the kingdom of God, all these things like food and clothing and drinks and so on we will need for living will be given to us.
当我们追求神的国的过程当中，那么我们需要的日用所需衣食衣服食物，那么神都会通通的赐给我们。
And that is the secret to overcome worry.
那么这就是能够克服 忧愁的秘密。
The more we seek earthly treasures, the more worried we become.
我们越多的追求在这地上的财宝，我们就会越多的被忧愁困扰。
But when we seek God and His kingdom and His righteousness, the less worried we are.
但是我们越多的去追求神、神的国与神的义，那么我们就越来越少的忧愁烦恼。
And finally, overcome worry by living one at a time, because Jesus said, "Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble."
最后一点是一天的难处一天当，来克服忧虑。主基督说，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
Recently, our fellowship is studying the book of Exodus.
最近呢，我们的英文部正在学习出埃及记。
And that passage, we read a passage about God providing manna to the Israelites in the wilderness.
我们读到了神在旷野为以色列人提供玛拿。
Now he provides that every morning.
他每天为他们提供玛拿。
And then what one collects every day, it must be in that same day.
那么一个人他白天早上捡到的必须要在这一天当中吃完。
Everybody has enough to eat.
每个人都有足够的饮食。
And if somebody didn't listen and try to save a portion for tomorrow, actually it will spoil.
如果有人没有听从这样的教导，然后他想为明天再攒几块的话，那他很快就会坏掉。
So we naturalize, why didn't God just provide a big harvest in one day, let's say on Monday, and then everybody can collect up for a week? Isn't that a little bit more efficient?
我们就很自然地问说，为什么神不一次性给他们提供一个很大的丰收，然后他们可以把这些食物积攒起来吃一周或者一个月呢？
So our conclusion in the fellowship was that God wanted the Israelites to depend on him every day.
那么我们的结论就是神想要这些人每一天都依靠他。
In the same way, God wants us to depend on every day as we face our challenges.
同样的，神也希望当我们每天面对挑战的时候，每一天都信靠他。
If God solves all our problems once and for all, I'm pretty sure we're gonna don't have a need to come to him. We say to God, bye bye.
我相信如果神一次性把我们所有的问题都解决了，我们肯定就跟他拜拜了，不会再来见他了。
Do not be anxious about tomorrow. It's not the same as ignore tomorrow.
不要为明天忧虑，并不说明不can you please
ignore tomorrow.
不忽略明天。
It doesn't mean that we don't plan for tomorrow or we save up for retirement.
也不说我们不为明天做计划，或者是我们不为退休做打算。
Now, if we add tomorrow's worry to today's trouble.The burden will be too great for us to bear.
但是我们如果把明天的烦恼加添到今天的烦恼上，那么这个重担就会太沉重了。
There are always uncertainties in our lives.
我们生命当中总会有不定的因素。
The farther out in the future, the more uncertainties there are.
那么离我们越远的未来呢，那么就这个不定的因素就越多。
If we add up all those uncertainties and worry about each of those uncertainties, it is indeed a big, big burden.
如果我们把未来所有的这些不确定的因素都加到今天，那这个重担将是多么的大呀。
So how do we live one day at a time?
那么我们怎么样能够做到一天的忧虑一天当呢？
There is this author, his name is Christopher Zwink. He wrote a book called Power of the Powerless.
有这样一位作家，他叫 Christopher Zwink. 他写了一本书叫《无权者的力量》。
It is about his brother, Oliver Zwink.
那这本书是关于他的兄弟 Oliver Zwink 的。
Now this brother was severely disabled from birth.
他的兄弟在一出生就非常严重的身体疾病。
He lay helplessly on his bed for his entire life of 32 years.
他非常无助的在他一生32年的生命当中每一天都躺在床上。
He was unable to care for himself.
没有办法自己照顾自己。
So day after day, hisand year after year, his parents would put every spoonful of food into his mouth.
所以年复一年，日复一日，他的父母呢就一勺一勺的喂养他。
Has to change his diaper every day.
每天替他换尿布。
And then on top of that, of course, they still have to maintain this happy home.
在所有这些重担之上，他们还要建造家庭。
So one day, Christopher asked his father how he managed.
于是有一天，这个作者 Christopher 就问他的父亲说：“你是怎么做到的？”
The father explained that they didn't worry about the long succession of tomorrows that may lie before them.
他的父亲回答说，他们没有去想或去担忧未来很久以后的事情。
They live one day at a time.
他们就每一天每一天的度过。
And they would ask, "Can I see Oliver today?"
他们会问自己，今天我可以喂我的儿子 Oliver 吗？
And the answer always has been, "Yes, today I can do it."
那么他们的答案一直都是是的，今天我可以做到。
So to conclude.
那么
let's look at some of the summaries of what we talked about.
那么我们现在先看一下我们的结论和我们的摘要。
So these are the seven things that we've talked about today.
这是我们今天讨论的七点。
And I want to go back to the question I asked you earlier in the morning.
那么我现在想回到我早上问你们的那个问题。
What did you worry about today?
现在当下你在担忧什么呢？
And when you think about that and look at this list,
你想一下你心中的忧愁，再看一下屏幕上的这个清单。
And you may say, they make sense, but I still don't think I can do it.
你可能还在想说，你说的很有道理，但是我还是觉得自己不太能行。
I can't let go of my words.
我还是没办法让我心中的忧愁就这样的放掉。
And if you have such feelings, I ask you, I urge you to come before God.
如果你有这样的感受的话呢，那我在这里强烈的建议你来到神的面前。
And ask for his help.
要寻求他的帮助。
Because our God is faithful.
因为我们的神是信实的。
He will answer us.
他会回答我们的。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you and acknowledge that we are people of little faith.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们承认我们是小信的人。
We often worry.
我们常常忧愁。
We think that we need to deal with things on our own.
我们总是觉得自己需要来靠我们自己来解决问题。
But yet you are the God who loves us.
主啊，但是你是爱我们的神。
You have a plan for us.
你为我们有计划。
So Lord, we come before you and acknowledge our sinfulness.
因此主啊，我们来到你面前，向你承认我们的罪。
Help us to overcome our little faith.
求主你能够帮助我们克服我们的小信。
So that in everything we can come before you and give and tell of you our request and also with thanksgiving.
所以在我们生命当中任何事情我们都来到你的面前跟你诉说我们的心中的要求。
And may your power be manifested in our lives and all glory to you.
求你的能力在我们生命中彰显。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.